the one.
K277DQ Lafayette, 1420 KPEL Lafayette.
The rumors are true.
People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Dave Schultz and Sports Chat are back.
I'm back, baby! I'm back!
One change, though.
I'm sorry, that deal's now off the table.
What?
We live in a different world than we did just 30 seconds ago.
Instead of waking you up, he's taking you home from work.
Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Talking Cajuns, Tigers, Saints, all of it.
I am the father.
Buckle up, Acadiana.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! It's time for Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 103.3 The GOAT.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lynn and Burton on a Tuesday afternoon Sports Chat, hour number three on 103.3 The GOAT. Let's take a little time to talk a little baseball, shall we? The Braves are high-flying. We bring in Seth Everett. He does a podcast, Sports with Friends. Seth, thanks for hopping on. How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me. I haven't done a lot of baseball stuff lately, but yeah, sure.
All right.
How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. Who's the best player on the Braves, and is the National League MVP going to be different than that?
Well, the Braves are a great team. There's no secret about that. They are embarrassing the New York team. I felt bad for anybody who had tickets to that doubleheader on Saturday. I thought that was, you can talk all you want about the new rules, but 21-3, then you had to change direction, and you had to change crowds, and then it was just a whitewash, a blitzkrieg. It
right.
was awful.
Yeah.
I just was like, what was it, 34-3 in three games? That was crazy. And then they thumped the Yankees on Monday night. I'll tell you what, Atlanta's been rock solid. It kind of feels like the 90s all over again.
Do they have a closer? But in this case, they have a closer, right?
Well, they hope so.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see in the postseason.
But I'm looking at FanDuel. I thought it may be a little bit closer, but it's not. Ronald Acuna is a minus 420 to win National League MVP, but Matt Olson is a plus 1,700. I thought it'd be a little bit closer.
No, he's been great, and a lot of what Matt Olson has brought is has really been the missing cog in that lineup. Acuna is their superstar. There's no secret about that.
Sure.
But if I had a vote, I don't. You know, they don't let broadcasters vote. They only let writers vote. It's one of my, I don't mind it with regard to the MVP and the Cy Young. I hate it when it comes to the Hall of Fame. That drives me crazy.
Got it.
But Matt Olson would get my vote.
And ironically, I think I'm using that properly. Freddie Freeman is in between them at plus 450 since Matt Olson is the one who replaced Freddie Freeman.
I thought you guys are not allowed to talk about him.
Oh, no, we talk.
That was the rule.
No.
Did we have a rule that said, oh, okay. Oh, no, that was Aaron Rodgers in Milwaukee.
That's
okay,
right. Sorry. That's right. He is Seth Everett. What's going on with the Yankees? Is Aaron Boone going to hold on to his job? And Brian Cashman just signed a new contract after last season.
Well, there's two things about that. Number one, I've been in broadcasting for 27 years. Do you know that Brian Cashman has been the GM for all 27 of them?
Yeah.
That's too long. And I talked to a colleague of mine that covers them a lot closer than I do. And he just said, it's not that he's not a good GM anymore. If you evaluate the entire package, then he gets credit for the dynasty that there are 20-year-old kids out there in the workforce that remember that when they were 5 years old.
Right.
And so he gets credit for that. If you want to argue, well, he hasn't had a World Series winner since 2009. Okay. To me, it's more about he's just been in the position for too long. And what I would do if I'm them is I would elevate him. You know, he just signed a contract, right?
Right.
I don't think the Steinbrenners want to be rid of him. I like him personally. I consider him a friend. I've known him since before I was married, and I have a 15-year-old daughter. You know, I've just known him forever. The thing with Aaron Boone, this is, you know, my stance, and I did a couple of podcasts recently about this. Derek Lowe, Mark Mulder, and Dwight Gooden were on the podcast.
Wow.
I would say in the last 6 weeks. And we all talked about the same thing with managers. Managers are really, really a dime a dozen. Because with the analytics the way they are this year, and, you know, you can debate if you like it or not. I'm not a fan, but whatever. That's not the point. I'm not trying to sit here and rip the sport. But what's happened is the manager is executing a game plan set forth by the franchise. For example, if you're watching a game and, you know, you see a team go to their bullpen in the seventh inning, well, that was probably designed at 3 o'clock that afternoon. They said, if we have the lead in the seventh inning, we are going to X, Y, Z, and that's how we're doing this. So after the game, if you ever notice, and just tell me if you disagree with this, but if you ever notice, the people who call radio stations complaining about this and the people who go on social media and rant about managers are all 45 and over. Because you still think that managers make their own decisions. And what's happened now is it's completely different. There's an example, you know, I used to joke a couple of years ago. I'm drawing a brain freeze. Who's the manager in Minnesota?
Rocco Baldelli.
Okay. Yep. Rocco Baldelli won manager of the year a couple of years ago. Gabe Kapler was fired in Philadelphia. Right?
Right.
I would contend that if you switched Rocco Baldelli and Gabe Kapler and put Gabe Kapler on the Twins and executed everything that front office wanted to execute, Gabe Kapler would have won manager of the year.
Hmm.
What you need now are guys that the players will listen to, which is why a lot of teams hire younger managers. Alex Cora in Boston, Torrey Lovello, Dave Roberts in with the Dodgers. You see this. It's younger guys that are, A, great communicators. They know how to talk to 20-year-olds, meaning they can understand TikTok. And at the same time, they can execute a game plan. So when you say, well, how's Aaron Boone going to do this? Do you think Aaron Boone's sitting there making all these decisions? No, it goes back to Cashman.
That's true.
Back to Cashman, and they have analytic guys just like everybody else has analytic guys. And if they're making constant wrong decisions, whose fault is that?
Right, right. Well, that's actually the story of Moneyball, because I said I didn't like that movie. We talked football, baseball, and basketball movies. I didn't like Moneyball, A, because the Yankees did it first in 98. And that's really the story when Billy Bean is telling Art Howe who to play. And basically and then of course we don't really talk about Hudson, Mulder, and Zito and how good they were in Tejada's 34 home runs and such.
That's really funny because I had Mark Mulder on my podcast.
Oh.
And we talked about Moneyball.
Yes.
And you know, first of all, they filmed a bunch of scenes that never made the movie.
Okay.
And the book, I read Moneyball, okay?
Sure.
Moneyball is a great book. And the concept of Moneyball is about finding young pitchers that can eat a lot of innings because then you don't have to spend for pitching so that you can then piecemeal your offense together the way Billy Bean did in the early 2000s. But the movie ignores those three guys.
Ignored. The only time we saw him in the movie is when he's blowing an 11-0 lead and trying to win the 20th game in a row. That's the only time we saw Timmy Hudson.
It's the stupidest movie. It's one of the worst movies. I couldn't stand the movie. I love the book. Hated the movie.
I'm with you. By the way,
but I love talking to Mark Mulder because the argument about Mark Mulder when I worked for Major League Baseball in the 2000s Barry Zito did a weekly show with us.
Mm.
And Tim Hudson did a weekly show with other show, the earlier show that we had. Mark Mulder blew us off. So it's very ironic that in Sports with Friends, you know, I've had 420 episodes, Mark Mulder came on before Barry Zito or Tim Hudson.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, Hudson is now the Auburn pitching coach, which is kind of cool. And I go back, I guarantee I haven't seen Derek Lowe in some 20 years, but I saw him pitch in Riverside in the Cal League. It's good to pitch when you're pitching down the hill, they say, instead of up in high desert where everyone gives up home runs. We're talking with Seth Everett, Sports with Friends podcast host. All right, what about the Reds? What can they do? Have they lost their mojo? Are they running out of gas?
Well, it's a long season, and yes, it's time. They have one of my favorite people as their manager, David Bell. I am a massive David Bell fan. Just to show you how old I am, David Bell was the third baseman for the Seattle Mariners when I did their postgame show. This was in the late 90s. So David Bell is the man. I am pulling for them, and I want him to have success. I wish that city really embraced them. But again, that's part of the baseball thing. I think the sport is skewing older these days, and I just don't think it's a big deal. I think right now Bengals training camp is a bigger story right now than anything going on there. I just hope for them and for what I have come to really like. I'm just a massive David Bell fan.
Talking with Seth Everett, we're talking Major League Baseball. You got a pick for the World Series? You got to start with the Braves, right?
Well, the playoffs are so stupid. With this new playoff system that they have, where they play these 2 out of 3 game series. I was always saying it's ridiculous to pick 3 out of 5. 2 out of 3 is dumb.
Right.
Bring back the 1-game wild card. I thought that was crazy. You know, and it's easy to pick teams while they're hot. So I know that, your audience is big Braves country, and I respect that a ton. I'd love to see Atlanta win again, and I think that would be great, for the city. The Dodgers are doing really well. You know, Texas went all in. They brought in all those different arms. That was interesting. Houston countered that, picking up Justin Verlander. I thought that was pretty wild. It's going to be an interesting one. The weird part about the division, and this is why I think that from the American League, it comes from the East. You know, the Yankees are in last place at 60-59. If they were in the Central, they'd be in second place.
Hmm.
We wouldn't be talking about Aaron Boone. We'd be talking about second place. They have a better record than Cleveland, and Cleveland's in the playoff hunt. It's a strange, their system, first of all, what I would do with baseball, and, this is a bigger picture, maybe we can do this in the offseason, but I would blow up the American and National League. I don't think you respect the league differences anymore with all this interleague nonsense. And I would make divisions based on geography, and I would do it kind of like what the NBA and the NHL have. That, to me, would be more interesting. Have more regional rivals. This American and National League, there used to be American League umpires. There used to be National League umpires. There used to be National League rules. There are American League rules. I've seen all that when I grew up covering baseball. But you don't have that now. And now it's just baseball. And if you're going to create one league, then you should have in one division, if you want to do Southeast, have Atlanta in the same division with the Marlins, the Rays, all these teams in the Northeast. You have Boston, New York, both New Yorks. You could have Baltimore, Washington, all in the same division. Philadelphia should be in that division too. To me, it would help with the travel. It would fix all this, and you wouldn't have 62-58 teams in first place in the Central, but they'd be in last place in the East.
I'm actually a bigger fan of the four divisions myself. I guess let's go back and let's combine the two conversations about the playoffs and analytics. The problem with analytics is it works really well for 162 games. How do you deal with it in a short series? You can't really use it in a short series because it's not a big enough sample size.
Right. Well, and all these teams, they have openers, and that's another one that makes me laugh. team has used these bullpen games, but then in a short series, you need to save the relievers, you know, in case you go extra innings in one of these games. The sport has gone through a transformation. I know people like to talk about the new rules. I've said this on social media a lot. I've said it on my podcast. In 2022, I saw two games. All of 2022. In 2023, I probably see 2 to 3 games a week. So I'm easing back into the sport. The new game, the game is faster, but the flailing still exists. One thing I've talked about a lot on my podcast is what bothers me about baseball the most is when guys get two strikes, they don't abandon their mechanics. And just to me, when you got two strikes, it was like, okay, now we're not talking about driving the ball. Now it's just get on base. And what these guys do, they don't care if they strike out. They don't, it doesn't bother them. You know, I've referenced this a lot over the years. In 1978, one of my old partners, Billy Sample, said, in 1978 with the Texas Rangers, if you struck out, you were not allowed to utilize the services of the bat boy. You had to carry your own bat back to the dugout in shame. That was your shame. And that's why you made sure you never, ever struck out. That was to a team. It wasn't to one guy. Now, because we know the opposite pitcher's pitch counts, if you have a 9-pitch at bat, even if the 9th pitch is a swinging strike 3, you just burn 9 pitches from the other team's starter.
Right.
That's considered by scouts. I've had scouts tell me this. That's considered by scouts a productive strikeout.
Oh, man.
And when I heard that in 2021, I said in 2022, I said, I can't. And when the MLB sent me the email, you know, with all the credentials and everything, and I just was like, you know what? Nope. I was like, I got to take a break because I couldn't. And then in the postseason, I wound up covering because, you know, the Yankees made the playoffs and the Phillies made the playoffs. So I wound up covering baseball in 2022 in the postseason only. And this year with the new rules, I kind of said, all right, I'm going to have a fair shot. But, wow, it's lipstick on a pig. It's still got the problems. It's just the game is a lot faster, so less people complain.
He hosts Sports with Friends. What's coming up? What's the next episode?
Your boy, Andy Staples, all the college football realignment.
Nice.
What we try to do on Sports with Friends is we try to do different sports. Now, over the summer, we did a lot of baseball, and I didn't mind that. But what I try to do is I'll do an NFL one week. I'll do hockey the next week. And what you do is come to the podcast for the sport you love, but then check out the other interviews because that's what makes the podcast grow.
What is Derek Lowe up to these days?
Derek Lowe, he participated in that American Century Championship.
That's fun.
In Lake Tahoe.
Right.
And that's how we connected. And before we did the podcast, we remembered when we met. And it was a big reunion. And
nice.
During the podcast, there were all these references like, oh, wait a minute. I know who was there. And like all this. So it's a masterful editing job because I had to take all this stuff out of the book that we talked about. But he was great. He's great. What he talked about a lot that I think you'd get a kick out of is if he was coming up today, because he only threw like 93, 94.
Right, right.
He would not get signed. Right. This guy won 107 games.
Yeah, yeah, and closed. Didn't he close as well?
And closed.
Right? Yeah, and closed.
And won the deciding game of all three rounds of the 2004 Red Sox championship.
Wow!
This is a guy who's had a great career. He's not a Hall of Famer,
right?
I'm not trying to make him out to what he is. I'm not making him something he's not. But
sure.
What he is a pitcher, and he was a great pitcher. And to me, he was a pitcher, and he's a legend in Red Sox lore. And now he doesn't get, unless you throw of a certain velocity, they don't sign you.
He is Seth Everett, a host of Sports with Friends. I think he was in, I went down to see the Chicken at Riverside. I think he was charting pitches, and he saw me, and then we saw, I think his name is Bert Gilliam, right? He is in, he's like the Flying Elvises in the Vegas movie with Nicolas Cage, but he's the one doing all of the, you know, it's all about, he's in the scene in Fletch, do it. It's all about ball bearings. And he's a character actor, but he was there with his grandson getting an autograph for the chicken. It was pretty cool. And Lowe was in the stands charting pitches, so he noticed because I was, going and getting the lineups all the time for the High Desert Mavericks. Seth, thanks so much. We'll do it again. Really appreciate your time. That was great.
You got it. Good talking to you.
All right. That was pretty cool. All right. We went a little bit long. By the way, his last podcast is a little sad. He's got, I don't know if people have heard about this, a reporter, Sarah Langs with MLB.com, has ALS.
Oh, no.
And it's rapid. It's moving fast.
Oh,
so
damn.
She's in a wheelchair and everything. So that'd be a good one to listen to, MLB researcher, reporter, Sarah Langs, because she has ALS. All right, let's take a timeout. We got a little update on the big story from yesterday with Michael Orr.
Okay.
And the Tuies, Dave Schultz, Linda Burton on 103.3 The Goat.
Mess with the goat. You'll get the horns, then the butt. Because that's what goats do. 103.3 The Goat.
Your safety has always been priority one at GiveMeTheVIN.com. At GiveMeTheVIN.com, the transaction is online and over the phone, and then we pick up the vehicle with no direct contact and provide your check indirectly. Don't risk your safety with retailers or strangers. Just go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, enter your VIN number and a picture or two, and get your best offer quickly and safely. Get your best bid and a check on the spot with GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best and safest car buyer.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linens, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows, on a cloud.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Pardon us, what we butt in with a little common sense. Back. 103.3 The GOAT, the greatest sports talk of all time.
Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton, 103.3, The GOAT. All right, so we have, let me see, I think it was like TMZ. Here we go. We have a update on Michael Orr. It came out yesterday, and again, probably not a coincidence. It came out around the same time his book is being released. That the Tuohys never adopted him, but became a conservatorship for him and got all the money from his story and their story.
Jeez.
So, Orr attempted what TMZ is putting out there, Orr attempted $15 million shakedown before blasting us in court docs.
Okay.
So, he basically found out six months ago in February, right?
Tried to get some money. I don't blame him.
No. And then he said, I'm going to go tell people that you're not my parents.
Y'all don't want to pay me? Cool.
Right.
He tried to keep it under the
table.
They're
calling it a shakedown. Well, so now they're going to court. I don't know if he's going to get any money in court.
But he will lose the conservatorship. Will be done, though.
Right.
Yeah, which is like the main thing you need so they can stop using your name to make money.
Are they still making money?
I mean, they said that Michael Lewis did a panel with The Sun in March.
Right.
Where he made money off of, yeah.
The Sun did, SJ.
Sun did, yeah. So I'm assuming they're still making money. And if he can prove that he was in a conservatorship, he should be able to get something from the blind side, right?
That's moving forward? Get any royalties from the blind side?
Yeah, that's his TV. I mean, that's his story.
Aren't they all on strike because of that?
True.
The royalties aren't a whole lot?
Depends on where it plays. And it depends on...
So when was the last time a movie was on network TV?
No, but wait. Depends on the IP. Who owns the IP? Because it's him, if they sell it to Netflix, it doesn't, like, if Netflix buys the licensing, right, he's going to get paid. It doesn't matter about how many times it gets played.
Okay.
It's about where the licensing of the movie gets sold to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I mean, we used to have movies on the network.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think they play that anymore.
No, they do. On TNT, they still play movies.
I'm talking about on a, like, CBS, NBC.
Oh, no, they don't do that.
They don't do it. I mean, you're right. And at one point in time, wasn't it that Star Wars was never going to be on TV?
Oh, you're talking before my...
Yeah, I saw
Star Wars on TNT quite frequently.
But it took a long time for it to get there.
Oh,
or
okay.
Like HBO. I'm sure Pay Channel... Google it.
You're speaking sign language.
Let's take a break and you Google it. For a long time, Star Wars was... That was the whole idea. is that Star Wars was not going to be on TV.
Because they have Star Wars marathons now.
I mean, they do now. Yeah.
My whole life, I saw episode one. I saw them all on TV.
Right, right.
That's crazy.
At one point in time, I think it was Star Wars.
Okay.
I think it was Star Wars. All right, back after this. Dave Schultz, Linda Burton, 103.3 The GOAT. Oh,
it's a good thing goats have four stomachs. Otherwise, there's no way we could swallow some of these takes.
Hey, goat, what's going on out there?
103.3 The GOAT. The greatest sports talk of all time.
Half-price deals are back at SeizeTheDeal.com. This is your opportunity to buy gift certificates for half price. There's a limited amount for sale, so when they're gone, they're gone. This week, get a $25 certificate to La Pizzeria Lafayette for only $12.50. La Pizzeria Lafayette makes more than just pizza. They make authentic Italian cuisine. Their menu features a variety of dishes, including specialty pizza, calzones, pasta, salad, sandwiches, and more. And for the health conscious, they have gluten-free and low-carb options. All of their items are made to order with fresh and locally sourced ingredients, so you can enjoy your meal knowing that La Pizzeria only serves the best. See the full menu at eatatlapizzeria.com for menu details. Grab lunch or dinner at your new favorite pizzeria with this $25 gift certificate to La Pizzeria Lafayette on Ambassador Caffrey. These go on sale this coming Friday beginning at 6 a.m. Remember, there's a limited number available. SeizeTheDeal.com. Half off deals. Get yours soon.
At Lofton, we're in the business of matching hard workers with some of the most sought after employers in the Lafayette area. To Lofton, you're more than just another employee. We care about your interests, and we can help match you with a company that needs your skills. You can complete an application, schedule an interview, and even browse jobs by simply going to Lofton.jobs. That's Lofton.jobs. We also offer an unlimited $100 referral bonus. At Lofton, we put people to work. Lofton.jobs.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Don't let someone get your goat. There's plenty to go around for everyone. 103.3 The GOAT, the greatest sports talk of all time.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton. All right, so I may have been off on the whole Star Wars thing. Maybe it was the final MASH episode. I don't think that's it either. I mean, the final MASH episode was originally on network TV. It's like the most watched TV show of all time.
Okay.
Up until Super Bowls. But episodic television show. But again, there's another movie, I think from the 70s or the early 80s, that was never supposed to make it to TV.
Okay. Y'all let us know if y'all know. 269-277.
I thought it was Star Wars.
Because Star Wars first premiered on TV in 1984. No, cable TV.
Yeah, no,
it was
that 8 can't,
to 11.
That can't be it.
Mark Hamill did the premiere.
Yeah, that can't be it.
It was on the weekend, too.
That can't be it. Star Wars I would have seen in the theater. But then I think the counselors at my summer camp wanted to see Empire Strikes Back. So they treated us to a movie. Like,
Oh, nice.
We're in the middle of nowhere upstate New York.
Okay.
On Seneca Lake. And I don't know if we, I guess we, I don't know if we went to Geneva. I don't know if there was a movie theater in Penyan. I presume there is.
Okay.
I just remember seeing Empire Strikes Back at a movie theater because that was like the thing to do in the summer.
Okay.
That was the big summer blockbuster. No.
Look, I know what I'm excited about.
What's that?
The in-season tournament in the NBA.
Oh, God.
It was announced. I have the groups.
You know, I've seen a lot of Pelicans on social media lately.
Look, it's going to be a good season.
I have not seen Zion Williamson yet.
He's been hot. He's been working out, doing his thing, getting ready for the season, running outside with the Saints, practicing in the Saints facility. That's what you wanted. You're getting it.
No, I want him to lose the weight.
Well, that's what you're getting.
I'm going to prove, all right, it is not about the exercise.
Okay.
Well, it's about the eating.
He's going into, right? He's going to be in the season in shape, and if he maintains, it will be good.
I don't want to make light of people's real addictions,
mm-hmm.
but I have had a sugar issue since I've started here because somebody has candy at their desk. And I raid in a couple.
And it's not me, ladies and gents, because I don't have a desk.
So if I take the candy from their desk all day long, right, and then replace it with a big bag of candy, and I don't have the candy at my desk, like I got to go walk down the hall and get it, so that's going to stop me. But no, it's not. I still eat the candy.
But he does have a professional chef, so he does have someone cooking for him.
But he's had that for a while now.
Well, right? I heard he got a different one. He got a new one.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be more healthy, and we know he's working out. So.
So, again, I didn't put on as much weight as I thought over the last 2 weeks, not exercising at all. And so we started exercising again. We've already got 2 walks in today. Not really happy about that. But I've already lost like 2 pounds in 2 days because I haven't had any junk food.
Look,
I tell you, you know what dinner was for me on Saturday?
What you ate?
I had a bag of Fritos, and that's not a small one. It was really good, actually. Right?
Is it?
The night before, I went to Burger King, and I got a chicken parm. And it was a huge line in the drive-thru, so I went inside. There were 3 people working inside the Burger King.
You go to BK?
Sadly enough, I like the chicken parm.
Anti-BK,
like the chicken parm from Burger King. It's really... I don't like the burgers, actually.
But my guy Z, working out at the Saints facility, eating right. I'm excited.
We'll see.
And look, here's the dates for the in-season tournament.
Right.
Pelicans take on the Rockets November 10th. Mavericks November 14th. Nuggets November 17th. Clippers November 24th. Win those, boom.
What does that mean?
I assume if they win those, then... You know, they qualify for the next bit, and they can try to win the tournament, whatever that means.
But, all right, who's on the line?
Look, and I'm going to let this person know. Smoke, before you come on, if you come on with Zion slander, I'm clicking you off. Welcome into the show.
What's going on, fellas?
Nothing too much.
One, you need a circle, one game. One team, the Knicks. Just worry about them. That's all you need.
The Knicks? Y'all are horrible.
Stop. Yeah.
We split last year. It ain't going to be no split this time. We're going to sweep y'all.
We even play y'all.
Oh, y'all going to play us. Don't worry. Nah. For one, I'll tell you, I'm glad Star Trek is off TV. I keep wondering when they're going to stop making these Star Wars. Oh, my God. As a kid, I liked the Star Wars. I ain't going to lie. But they went overboard over the last 20 years with this Star Wars.
People love it, man.
It's got to stop. The Trekkies, it's got to stop.
Star Wars is never going to stop. People love it too much. They makes too much money. They got TV shows now, and it's booming.
Exactly. They went too far with it.
It's booming.
It's got to stop.
Yeah.
It should have stopped in the 80s. In the 80s, it should have stopped. That's it. Some classics you can't remake, like the movie, like Christine, you can't remake.
What?
You can't remake that. Put loose, they tried. They screwed it up. Some classes you can't remake. But now, I feel like, but not least, I want to tell y'all, I heard y'all talking about the Heat earlier. You know, I came from Texas over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I say this for every person in Louisiana that's listening. until you go to Texas, or anyway, don't complain about Louisiana heat. We actually have it good.
No.
It's hot.
I was in Austin, and it was cooler. It's a different type of heat. The humidity drags us down.
Man, I was in Houston and / Humble. Same thing. Serious. By going over there, I don't feel our heat. I don't feel it. I say something. In Houston, Humble, I'm dead serious. In certain part of Houston, like crossing the red light, the temperature got higher and higher. It started from 102, 104, 107, 109 to 110.
Yeah, but you're sitting in a major city. They have like three times.
I was in the country part too, like on the outskirts.
I'm taking Texas heat over Louisiana heat any day of the week.
Listen, I have illegal tent on my window. So no, and dead serious. My tent, I got top tent. The heat doesn't come in. On the way going, we had to turn the air conditioner off on the way going to Texas. It was so cold. We got in Texas to a certain degree, like in Houston. I'm going to check my AC situation. I'm going to check it. I think I kept putting Freon in it. You couldn't feel no cool air. I put this on my life. It felt like my AC compressor wasn't working. I am so serious. It was that hot. It had my AC blowing hot. That's how hot it was and is in Texas. Well,
we appreciate you telling us about your AC. I thought you had a sports question. This guy coming to tell us about his life.
I have nothing wrong with my AC because the minute I crossed back in Louisiana and said Calcasieu Parish, Louisiana state line, I felt all that cool air. Texas is scalding hot. Is the equator.
All right.
Thanks, Smoke. I will agree with this point. The hottest that I have ever been in my life was Laredo, Texas.
For real?
Right on the border.
Okay.
So it's another movie. So the motel that we were staying in the Texas-Louisiana League, mm-hmm. right, was on one side of the highway. All right, and we had to go around. There was no underpass. You got to go around basically the off-ramp. And the movie theater was on the other side. That's where I saw Apollo 13. It hurt to walk on the sidewalk. It hurt, and that was 1994?
Look,
95.
I
think Laredo, Texas may be the hottest place on the face of the planet.
This is the coldest summer we'll have for the rest of our lives. Also, Garrett Nussmeier did an interview today.
Oh.
Just to bring it back to sports in LSU.
Okay.
Garrett Nussmeier said people expected him to transfer. Despite all of that, this is where I want to be. My roots are in this state. This is my home. I will play for the Tigers.
All right.
Yeah, so he's committed.
So he's coming back next year.
Yep, committed to staying.
That's why Walker Howard left.
Yeah, because Nussmeier's the guy.
We'll see if that works out for LSU.
True, because Walker was supposed to be good.
They're saying he's really good.
For Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Is he at TCU now? I forget where Walker Howard is.
No, I think he's at Ole Miss.
That's what I thought. Yeah, Ole Miss. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Jack Besh went to TCU.
Yeah. I just thought at first it was speculated. Oh, it was speculation he would go to TCU because of Besh.
Right.
But he ended up going to Ole Miss.
Right.
Okay.
They both went to LSU and neither one of them stayed.
Nope. Because they were Ogeron guys. Besh was an Ogeron guy.
Right, but Walker Howard was like the top quarterback in the nation.
True.
Depending on what. It's unbelievable. You hear he was rated number one quarterback. Well, okay, but that's a different one. They got Rivals, 24/7, now on three, ESPN. So they all have different.
He was Rivals number one quarterback, is the top guy.
Whatever, right? He was the number one guy. So he could have gone
anywhere.
He could have gone anywhere. Yeah. So we'll see how that works out for Ole Miss. Maybe that's why we don't have a start. I can't imagine he's going to start. Well, he would be a redshirt freshman. So
he could.
But is that why we don't have a
starter? Maybe.
Starter, right? And then you got the kid from Oklahoma State, Sanders, right? He ended up there. That's why it was so odd that Walker went there.
Well, maybe Walker's pushing him. Maybe, like you said, you know, maybe Lane Kiffin has to play him. No choice. Dude looks too good.
That may end up being the case.
Yeah.
Right?
You know who I'm interested in?
I mean, ironically enough, I don't know about it, it's ironic, but that's how Russell Wilson.
Oh, got the start?
Got the start in Seattle.
Seattle. Oh, yeah, over Matt Flynn. Yeah.
He was better than Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn had one really good game against my Patriots.
Got paid all that money.
And got paid all that money. And Pete Carroll's just starting. And he's like, guys,
I got to play Russell Wilson.
I'm sorry. You know, Russell Wilson's better than Matt Flynn.
I remember that. Good for Matt Flynn, though.
Well, Matt Flynn got a bunch of guaranteed money. That was fine, right? And is not injured.
Mm-hmm. And living his life happy.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll put a bow on it.
Smoke called us to tell us about his life. That's hilarious.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lynn and Burton, 103.3. They go.
Gulf Coast Bank says congrats to our 2023 high school graduates. Stop by any Gulf Coast Bank location to open a personal checking account and receive $50, no monthly service charge for 5 years, and entry into Gulf Coast Bank's grad promo sweepstakes. All Gulf Coast personal checking accounts come with free online banking, free online bill pay, free e-statements, free Gulf Coast Bank mobile app with mobile check deposit, free 24/7 telephone banking, and more. Gulf Coast Bank is proud to salute the 2023 high school graduates. $50 account credit received at account opening. $50 minimum deposit to open with online banking and bill pay, mobile banking, mobile online alerts, and other similar services. Message, data, and or internet service provider rates apply as applicable. With debit cards, overdraft, and return item fees may apply. Promotion ends August 31st, 2023. No purchase necessary to enter the sweepstakes.
Lafayette Roofing, from the roof to the roots of Acadiana. We know issues with your roof can be intimidating and maybe even expensive, but not if you call Lafayette Roofing. Big or small, we handle it all at a price you can afford. We also offer our standard 5-year labor and materials warranty. Lafayette Roofing takes pride in being in the heart of Acadiana and the official roofing company of your Rage and Cajuns. So if you need a roof, who else would you call? Call Lafayette Roofing. Our name says it all. 237-ROOF. That's 237-7663.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed.
To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Thirsty for intelligent sports talk? Sounds like you need a little Gatorade. 103.3 The GOAT, the greatest sports talk of all time.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton. We got a little Hard Knocks on tonight.
Yeah, I saw that little Jets action.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Probably going to be Dalvin Cook.
Excited for that. Look, the Jets
was not
in
episode one at all.
I'm going to say this. Y'all need to be worried over there in the AFC East. Jets are looking stacked.
You're buying the hype?
I'm buying it. Buying it more than y'all stock.
Well, I would agree with that.
Just throwing
but that
shots.
Doesn't mean, yeah, that's fine. That doesn't mean anything to me. That's neither here nor there. I'm not buying this.
I got Jets in second place.
I mean, the Patriots over under is 7.5.
Under. Take the under.
Yeah.
But I got the Jets over Miami right now.
I saw, again, this is the same guy who thought Tua was the end all be all, and he hasn't been that way just yet. He does not think that Miami is stacked. Right now.
Look, I think they're going to be...
They got some nice shiny pieces.
The biggest flub.
But, oh, you do.
I think people...
And I saw somebody say that they think... Someone thinks right now the Jets and... I don't know who it was. The Jets and the Bears are overrated. Who's overrating the Bears?
The Bears?
Who's rating the Bears?
Yeah, I was going to say, overrated? Who's even rating the Bears?
didn't I say they're on like a 9-game losing streak?
Like, to
who's
me...
Who's rating the Bears?
That division is between the Lions and the Vikings. And okay. Then they're facing Jordan Love to see who comes last.
Well, he played okay.
He did.
All right. Maybe
do,
he's
do
okay.
Do they have their new Rodgers? Brett Favre? Is he going to continue the line?
I don't know. You know, again, there's a gaping hole between Rodgers and Favre and where you can be.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
You know, could he be Kirk Cousins?
I think that's a win for them if he's Kirk Cousins.
What if he's Brock Purdy?
That's a win for them still. Yeah.
I don't, you know, you just don't want him to be Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Or Josh Rosen.
Well,
you think he got a bad rap?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I don't. Did he get a shot in Miami? Is that where that would have been?
Yeah, not really. They were Tua all the way.
He was there way before Tua.
He was?
Isn't he?
I thought he got to my. You're talking about.
Where did he go after Arizona?
Arizona? All right, let's see. Let me look this up.
Because this is isn't this year three for Tua? Yeah.
So Josh Rosen, after Arizona, went to Miami
right.
in 2019. And then went to Atlanta
in
2021.
So that's still Tua.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Tua was the guy in Miami in 2019, I thought.
No. Tua was playing college.
Oh, then it was...
Because Tua was playing against Joe Burrow.
Then that was Teddy Bridgewater, I believe.
He couldn't beat out Teddy Bridgewater?
I don't think so. Let's see. Miami Dolphins roster 2019. Let's see.
That wasn't a very good team. I mean, they were tanking for Tua.
Yeah, they were. Oh, no, he couldn't beat out Fitzpatrick.
Oh, okay. Fitzmagic. Okay.
Yeah, Fitzmagic was on the squad.
All right. So really didn't get a shot there either.
Mm-mm. Nope. He didn't really get a shot anywhere he went, to be honest. Poor guy. Yeah, it was Fitzmagic. Jeez.
And so now Kingsbury is fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he got paid.
He's still in... Thailand. Yeah.
Thailand, right? Kyler just got paid.
Yep.
And I don't know what we're looking at online. Who knows if it's true, but they're talking about how his leg has atrophied.
Oh, what?
Significantly with the surgery that he had.
Oh, no.
So
they're saying he might be done?
Or he's not coming back this year anytime soon.
Oh, no. Poor Kyler. I want to see him do well because, like, I feel bad for him ever since he got the bad rap of Call of Duty. The guy doesn't play well when it's Call of Duty, and
no,
it's true.
Basically, he is. It's not the Call of Duty. He's whatchamacallit? He's the A&M quarterback. He's not watching any film.
Oh yeah, no, he's not Johnny Football.
He's pulling Johnny Manziel.
He's not watching any film and playing Call of Duty. Facts. Every time there's a new pack, he's on it all night, playing, getting his rank up.
Do you watch it? Can you watch it?
Well, you. he doesn't stream because he knows he'll get in trouble.
Okay.
But there are people who play online with him who do stream, so you can watch it based on them. Yeah. All right. You just got to find it. But he's been, apparently, the thing is, the rumor on the video game Reddits is, if you are streaming and Kyler comes on your team, he quits. Because he doesn't want the team knowing he's playing when he's not supposed to be.
Well, how does that happen? Why would he come on the team?
He doesn't want the Cardinals knowing he's playing.
I understand that.
Uh-huh.
So why would he join your team in Call of Duty and then quit?
Because if you're streaming... In your live.
Oh, if you're streaming.
Yeah, okay. He comes on the team and then he quits.
All right.
Okay. I don't know who this is. Okay.
I mean, we got 1 minute.
Yeah, we do.
We got 1 minute.
Show's over. Sorry.
Sorry.
Jay quits. He's out of there.
Got it.
Yeah,
got
dude. So I feel for the guy, man. But
I don't really feel for the guy. He's got like 175. He's getting like $95 to $1 million
for
whatever.
I feel for him in the sense of if his leg atrophied and
his body.
Yeah, I feel for him in that.
All right.
I want him to, that guy was supposed to be good.
He was good. And he was like playing in a playoff game at home 2 years ago. Weren't they playing the Rams?
Something like that, yeah. Let's see. And he had good stats. People thought he was going to be, MVP was going to go from Mahomes, Lamar, him. They thought he was next.
Right.
And then he just fell off.
Like 2 years ago, they were playing the Rams in the playoffs.
Yep.
And then the Rams won the Super Bowl.
I mean... He went from 20 touchdowns to 26 to 24 to 14.
Yeah, well, the 14 is because he got injured. So.
True.
All right. All right, great show. Thanks so much for listening. Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC. Jay Crane, Crane & Company. Seth Everett, Sports With Friends podcast. Check that out. Jeff Perlman from Winning Time coming on tomorrow, among others. We'll fill in those slots. All right, we'll do more some college and some more NFL. Thanks to Lyndon for doing a bang-up job. He was actually here early today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before the 2:55 mark. That's impressive. Everybody have a great night, and we'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of Sports Chat on 103.3 The Goat.
Don't let someone get your goat. There's plenty to go around for everyone. 103.3 The Goat, the greatest sports talk of all time.
Martini's 2023 Lafayette's Absolute Best Martini Competition and Teeny Tour to benefit Healing House, Hope for Grieving Children is in full swing. This year, enjoy signature martinis at 8 local restaurants through August 15th. Enjoy a different restaurant's martini for $2 with the purchase of any entree of their featured Teeny Tuesday. Participating restaurants include Bonton Grill, Bonefish Grill, Fizzo's, Mercy Kitchen, Chops Mid-City Smokehouse, Tsunami, Vestal, and Walk-Ons. Purchase martinis a la Maison package and receive 2 hand-painted martini glasses, a signed print by this year's glass artist, Candace Greer, and access to exciting online silent auction items. Visit healing-house.org for more information. Join us this Tuesday at Vestal to try their absolute birds of a feather martini. Martini's 2023, presented by Town Square Media, Moss Motors, Bourbon Royalty Candle Company, Advanced Piping, Linear Controls, Leading Home Care, and DeLome Funeral Home.
Louisiana's biggest pop culture event of the summer is back. Shreveport's Comic-Con GeekedCon returns to downtown Shreveport this August. Live at the Shreveport Convention Center August 18th through the 20th, you can meet legendary filmmaker Kevin Smith.
Hey, Louisiana, it's me, Kevin Smith, and I am coming to GeekedCon right in Shreveport, kids. Shreveport, Louisiana. I'll see you there.
You can also meet Superman actor Brandon Routh, from Doctor Who, John Barrowman, the voice of Darth Maul, Sam Witwer, Olympic gold medalist and WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle, as well as stars from Steven Universe, Harry Potter, Disney, The Mandalorian, Marvel, and more. Tickets are on sale now at ShreveportGeeks.com. Don't miss the $2,500 cosplay contest this year at GeeksCon. That's right, over $2,000 on the line during the cosplay contest. Buy your tickets now at ShreveportGeeks.com.
In 1950, the Schilling family became your local source for Anheuser-Busch beers. For over 70 years, Schilling Distributing has done its part, supporting local events and charities to help shape the culture of our amazing community and grown to be a total beverage distributor with brands from over 60 different suppliers. Chances are you've attended more than a few events where you enjoyed a cold beer donated by Schilling. They even made sure rice from right here in Acadiana is used in the brewing process for Budweiser and Bud Light, supporting our local farming industry. When you buy a beer distributed by Schilling, you're buying from the only veteran-owned and operated alcohol distributor in Acadiana, supporting over 140 local jobs. Not to mention your dollars are reinvested back into your community. You can find out more about what brands are locally distributed by visiting shillingdistributing.com or downloading the Schilling app on your smartphone. Proud to be your choice for the moments that make Acadiana special. Schilling Distributing, your third generation veteran owned and operated distributor.
103.3 The GOAT.
Yeah, that's the one. Kate.